Good evening. This is Kent Lundquist, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around. We've got a lot of nice swinging sounds to bring you tonight. This will be our second installment highlighting the co-artists of Johnny Hodges on alto sax and Wild Bill Davis on organ. Wild Bill Davis is one of the pioneers of modern Hammond B3 organ, and Johnny Hodges was one of the superlative alto sax men in all the history of jazz, spent about 30 years as the main soloist in the Duke Ellington band. And over the years, they recorded several records together on the Verve label and the RCA label. And if Johnny Hodges had a contract to record for Verve, he would add Wild Bill Davis as a co-leader, and if Wild Bill Davis had a contract to record for RCA, he would usually add Johnny Hodges on alto sax. So we're going to sample some of their recordings. We're going to lead it off with something from an album called Blue Hodge, and that's the title track of this particular LP that was burned onto a CD. Written by alto sax man Johnny Hodges, and it includes Les Spann on guitar and flute, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. Let's listen to Blue Hodge.
Thank you.
That was a nice, easy blues written by the alto sax man on that track, Johnny Hodges, called Blue Hodge, of course, accompanied by our co-highlight artist of the week, Wild Bill Davis, on the Hammond B3 organ, and backed up by Les Spahn on guitar, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. Okay, now we're going to venture out to the West Coast, one of the leading tenor sax men on the West Coast, also a fine arranger and composer, Bill Perkins on tenor sax. This is an all-star aggregation. That's the Bill Perkins Octet from his album On Stage. And we've also got Bud Shank here on alto sax, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Carl Fontana on trombone. Oh, and my goodness, we've got Russ Freeman on panamellos on drums. This is really an all-star group. This is an item done by the Bill Perkins Octet called Song of the Islands.
Thank you.
tasteful arrangement of an old item, Song of the Islands, that was, I believe that was played by Lester Young as a tenor sax solo in the old Basie band, and so they brought that, kind of brought that thing back and reprised it with Bill Perkins leading up the group on tenor sax. You had some fine alto sax solo there by Bud Shank and Cal Fontana on trombone. Okay, we'll return to our co-highlight artists of the week. Johnny Hodges on alto sax, while Bill Davis on organ. This is from their album Blue Rabbit. And in fact, that's the title track of the album. And, I take that back. This is not Blue Rabbit. This is Blues Almighty, the title track from, it was on the album Blue Rabbit. And let's see who we have on this particular track. Mundo Lowe on guitar, Richard Davis on bass, O.C. Johnson on drums backing up, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, and Wilbur Davis on organ. And this is a thing called Blues Almighty.
Thank you.
another nice easy blues written by the alto sax man on that track, Johnny Hodges, Blues Almighty, and with Mundolo backing them up on guitar, doing some fine guitar work there from the album Blue Rabbit. Now we're going to turn to something by Marty Paich, who is a fine pianist, composer, and arranger, spent most of his time on the West Coast in the studios and did a lot of jazz recording. And this is from his album, I Get a Boot Out of You. It's a little big band. Includes Art Pepper on alto sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Jack Sheldon, Connie Condoli on trumpet. This is their version of Duke Ellington's classic, It Don't Mean a Thing. It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. That was a Marty Paich little big band. A swinging version of Ellington tune played all down through the years by the jazz artists. And now we're going to move back to our co-highlight artist of the week, Wild Bill Davis on Hammond B3 and Johnny Hodges on sax. This is from their album Console, Jazz, and Sax. And this is another Ellington composition, Drop Me Off in Harlem.
Thank you.
Swing version of an old Ellington evergreen, Drop Me Off in Harlem, from an album that was with a co-billing of our highlight artists of the week, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, while Bill Davis on Hammond B3 organ, from an album called Console Sax. Now we're going to turn to something by Art Pepper, great alto sax man. And this is from the Harry Warren songbook. Harry Warren wrote innumerable great songs that are in the Great American Songbook. This is There'll Never Be Another You. And backing up Art on alto sax is Stanley Cowell on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Carl Burnett on drums. Let's listen to There'll Never Be Another You. Thank you. Version of Harry Warren's contribution to the great American songbook, There Will Never Be Another You, or as the musicians used to call it, the Sheepherder's Lament. But that was Art Pepper on alto sax with Stanley Cowell on piano. All right, back to our co-highlighters of the week, Johnny Hodges and Wild Bill Davis on alto sax and Hammond B3 organ, respectively. This is an album that was Wild Bill Davis and Johnny Hodges in Atlantic City. And this is recorded live at a place called Gracie's Little Belmont. And they, in this particular track, they had another alumni of the Duke Ellington band, Lawrence Brown on trombone. It's a little thing written by Johnny Hodges called LB Blues. Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Wild Bill Davis on Hammond B3 organ live in Atlantic City at a little club called Gracie's Little Belmont, doing another little swinger that Johnny Hodges wrote called LB Blues. Now we're going to do a beautiful ballad, and it just shows you how two great jazz musicians can make so much music. This is just a duo of Houston Person on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass. This is a beautiful ballad called Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, beautiful ballad rendered there by Houston Person on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass. Well, we're coming to the close of the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We're going to take a break for news at the top of the hour. We're back for another hour of fine modern mainstream jazz after the news break, so please stick around. We're just going to go out with a little swinger led up by Red Garland on piano from his album Soul Junction. This is the title track, and I don't have the liner notes on this one, but I believe we've got Donald Byrd here on trumpet and John Coltrane on tenor sax and Paul Chambers on bass, probably Philly Joe Jones on drums. Soul Junction.